Blog Talk Radio.
After nearly 5 years, I am really getting better about starting my show on time. This is Rambles, and I'm Anita, and I know I'm going to be cramming a lot of stuff in 14 minutes. So here we go. And yes, I took notes. So I'm going to start with something light because, well, if you're going to talk about 33 people dying in a hurricane, another cop killing, which I don't feel like is about black and white and everything, and a sexual harassment scandal, let's talk about one of my favorite divas, Miss Mariah Carey's new song, GTFO, which, because this is a G-rated show, I can't say the profanity of the F, but she says it in the song. So, as much as I have a collection of her music, when she does a falsetto, I'm like, okay. But it is an earworm. Like, it's stuck in my head and, you know, listening. Great beat, great lyrics. She's one, a really great songwriter who uses the most random adjectives, and it makes so much sense. And in this song, she did it. And she sampled, but nobody really cares that she sampled. That all said, if she was going to sing that high, I think she should have gave it to Janet Jackson. And I love Janet Jackson, too. I would go to a Janet Jackson concert. She had a concert here, like, last month or something, and I had someone call me about it, and I was like, I didn't know she was in town. So I did. I would have debated going. But this song sounds like it would have been more in Janet's key versus Mariah's. And I'm wondering, what did Nick or James do for you to make this song? I even texted one of my favorite customers about it. And it was like, she's on her rampage cussing. What? And then the video and other lambs were like, those are Mariah Carey fans, by the way. They were like putting a lot of references of her old videos in it. It took me a minute to realize, oh, this is part two of the Crybaby. Almost 20 years later. True. And that is actually one of my favorite songs from the Rainbow album, by the way. I think that is my favorite song from. Yeah, because I went when I was going through something with a low pay, I ended up taking all the vowels out of that song and texting it to. Anyway, another topic, another day. And those earrings in that video. Yeah, I know it's petty. Video matched the song. Video was a dark version of the Crybaby video. No pagers or whatever that thing was in that video that she was. It wasn't a smartphone. I mean, video was like in 2000. I can't remember what kind of phone it was. But those dollar store earrings in that video. Yes, I know they probably cost an arm and a leg, but they look like some dollar store earrings. It's like you have a diamond bracelet on, but you're wearing some earrings that look like they're from the Dollar Tree. I'm mad at your stylist. And, yeah, that's what I text my customer because I have that kind of relationship with some of my regulars. It's like, why is she wearing those ugly earrings? And maybe the song should have been lower. You're not in the whole falsetto. It would have worked better. Or again, let somebody who naturally has a high voice, if it's a lot of work to do it, let them sing it. Still an earworm. And, yeah, I do have it on my phone. It's a funny song. It's just funny hearing her cuss. Everybody knows it's funny. They were like, she's cussing in the song. And it works. Every woman felt like that. This is like the diva version of Erykah Badu's Call Tyrone. Or a classy version of You Ought to Know, she just learned nothing. Yeah, she was crazy. And then by the hidden track, she's hiding in his closet like the psycho girl from a while back with the machete. I don't know what it is with crazy chicks and machetes. But anyway, speaking of crazy chick, good segue. Amber Geiger, Bo Hanjong. For those who have been living under a rock, on September 7th in Dallas, Amber Geiger, a police officer in Dallas, shot her neighbor, Bo Hanjong. She went to the wrong floor and shot him. I personally, again, this is just my opinion, think it was more of a crime of passion. I could be right, I could be wrong, but it's just too textbook, white cop, her, shoots black man. You went to the wrong floor. Allegedly, that building, each floor was a different color. He had a match. First, it was like, well, the door was open and classic. I saw a big black guy and I shot him. What criminal do you know is going to put a doormat on in front of your door? Redecorate. I was tired. Now, and I'll admit, I have worked some hours where I was so burnt out from work, my hands were shaking when I was driving home. I mean that 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. during an audit. But I at least knew where I was. I didn't park on the wrong floor and not hear beeping when I tried to open the door. Because first it was like the door was open. Then it was like, oh, no, the key was in. So you didn't notice any colors. You didn't notice, as a police officer, you're supposed to be aware of your surroundings, not just as a police officer, and this is going to be sexist to say, but as a female, you're supposed to be aware of where you're going. And I mess up like this, too, because I'm always listening to my headphones to the point where in college, some of my classmates did not even know what my ears looked like. True story. One of my coworkers, he saw me I didn't know what your ears looked like. But as a police, I expect my police officers with a gun to not be colorblind and to be aware of their surroundings. Basic things, because I need to feel safe. And again, this is too textbook. No, that's why I don't believe it was. I believe it was a crime of passion that's going to end up a Lifetime movie. I'm not sure if I'm going to watch the Lifetime. I'm female. You know, Lifetime movies are catnip. Probably come out. They were fooling around. I mean, again, when they were doing the slander campaign about him having drugs, why would someone who doesn't work for the police stuff in their apartment? The weed made sense. But then if you have weed in an apartment like that, why would you have the door open? That makes no sense. And I've known some potheads. I have family members who are potheads. That makes no sense. If you were living on pre-gentrified MLK, yeah, but not an apartment complex like that. Wouldn't you worry about it? She was only living in that apartment complex a month. You still don't know what for? Like, when nothing registered. That's a scary thing that a woman like that had a gun. I'm not sure if she's going to get life or manslaughter. I don't know. I just know this is probably going to turn into a Lifetime movie. And Ted Cruz, out, you know, Texas, he criticized competitor for the seat, Beto O'Rourke, according to articles, because Beto was like, she should be fired. I totally agree. You can't be aware of your surroundings to the point where you go to the wrong floor and shoot someone, and you should have a gun? No. What people feel safe? Again, that is not a black, yes, in theory, white female officer in southern state killed black guy. On paper it is, but to textbook, you went to the wrong house. You were screaming, allegedly, according to neighbors, and someone got shot. I don't feel comfortable as a regular citizen having someone like that with a gun. She should be. And it's true. And Florence, now we'll go on to another best thing. And I got 5 minutes. Florence, according to CBS News, 33 people are dead because of Florence, who started Tropical Storm, then she went up to a Hurricane 4, then a 2, and basically acted like a drunk who doesn't know where she's going. It's true. I mean, we said in my discussion, she's acting like a drunk chick. According to CBS, 33 people are dead, 25 in North Carolina, 6 in South Carolina, and 1 in Virginia. 300 43,000 people are still without power here. And this article was at 2:42 today. So, yeah, it's relatively fresh off the news. And, again, this is on their website. Michael Jordan has donated $2 million, and the Cape Fear River is set a crest of 62 feet today, and nearly 32 inches of rain have fallen over Elizabethtown, North Carolina. The CBS Raleigh affiliate WNCN News reports. And other towns have seen about 30 inches of rain. And she's still not done. There are 10,000 people in North Carolina's shelters, and tobacco crops are ruined. Hurricane. I don't even know how FEMA's going to do this. Because, you know, how FEMA. Hopefully this time they have somebody who doesn't deal with horses in March. But somebody who's worked in actual crisis, like, did he work for the Red Cross? I don't know. And now, well, I still got 3 minutes left. So we will talk about Julie Chen and her husband, Les Moonves. For those of you who don't know, Rohan Farrell broke a scandal in late July about Leslie's sexual harassment going back to the 80s. A lot of women came forward, and I feel like, and I've discussed this with my friends, it's almost like a predator thing and a strength becoming weakness. But due to this and some more women coming forward, the weekend of the 9th, which is so weird, it was like 2 days after Bohan Sean got shot, more women came forward and Les Moonves got fired or resigned, allegedly. Well, he resigned, but allegedly fired. But anyway, so it's this Me Too movement. I'm not knocking the Me Too movement. A lot of powerful men do exploit it. But here's the thing is, and going back to the friend thing, we discussed it. Is it the environment where it's condoned? You know, boys will be boys. It's the boys club. I mean, he's been doing this. He started as a extra who worked his way up to become one of the most powerful men in television and movies. Not really movies, but in media. And his wife, second wife, Julie Chen, who he married like barely 2 weeks after the divorce was finalized, which sort of puts a bullet on your head. According to sources at USA Today, well, two todays in one sentence, but according to USA Today, on Tuesday, today, September 18th, she will announce she is resigning. Well, yeah, because you're in a glass house. And when I say she was in a glass house, when she talked about Camille Cosby, I don't know if Bill, because a lot of his scandals happened when I was a child or before I was born. And I'm not defending him because of what he did to BCUs. I mean, I went to an HBCU. But some of those things, you're going to a guy's hotel room at night. I know it sounds like I'm victim shaming, but yeah. And in Julie's case, you have a bullet more because you were the woman he married after the first wife. And you had all these TV shows. I get be loyal to your man, but let's not act like you could just throw a woman who was the only wife under the bus. That was wrong. And because I have 30 seconds, the Leslie thing, this is the dawn of a lot of that stuff coming out. And I think in Leslie's case, it was not just the Me Too movement, but it also had to do with the parent company of Viacom and CBS. Again, this is just my opinion because it's too much like the Bohan Jean and Amber. I guess it's too perfect. And I just got the 10-second warning. I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Enjoy your Tuesday. Thank you for listening.